Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. We are here together as we always are.
Hello, hello.
So there's a dual episode, so obviously we're both here. Anyway, we're talking about something a little bit different as far as topics of conversation for our podcast today. Obviously, we always talk about something related to LinkedIn or business strategy or growth, but we're going to be talking about an important topic that we don't hear too many people talking about, and it has to do with ourselves personally, the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. So I'm going to turn it over to Nancy to talk about a few things that we've actually been discussing behind the scenes, things that we're doing to take care of ourselves that we want to discuss of how you guys can do the same thing.
Yeah. So this episode, and it was funny, I kind of told Scott, like, let's just riff on this a little bit, was actually inspired by an episode that Marie Forleo did that we listened to, it was probably like a week or two ago. And it really just made me feel, it reminded me how important, number one, our health is, right? You know, and then number two, also reminded me there are very simple things that we can do to prolong our life, you know, by doing certain things. And so I wanted to share some of the things that I'm doing. Again, you know, whether it be business or life, we like to kind of pull back the curtain and be transparent with what we're going through. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about, a story kind of like that I had a couple years ago and what I'm currently doing to really lean into health, you know, and staying healthy and all that good stuff. So anyway, the theme of today's episode in a nutshell is, you know, preventative care and really taking care of yourself as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a busy person. Okay.
Yep. And again, I'll share some of the things that I do, obviously, coming into the relationship of Nancy and myself. You know, I had been in the health and wellness industry for over a decade and a half, and I have my own kind of storied past with health and wellness and things that I had to overcome. And obviously, I have my own health and wellness regimens that I'm going to share as well. But it's just the moral of the story is what Nancy's about to share and what I'm going to chime in with. Self-care is the best care. And we get one life. That's it. You get one body. There's no mulligans. There's no do-overs. And you know, in all transparency, Nancy and I, you know, are just alarmed at how many stories we continue to hear of young people getting sick, young people dying, you know, people way, way too young dealing with some of the things that they had to deal with. A good friend of ours that Nancy met through me, 44 years old, he had a heart attack. And gratefully, he's okay. They caught it very early. His wife is actually in the nursing profession, so she kind of caught on to the signs. But he's got two young girls, and it was a big reality check for him. Now, there's some hereditary things there as well, but you're hearing a lot of this more and more. And if there's things that we can do now to prevent it from ever happening and live a long, healthy, and prosperous life, that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. So the story that I mentioned just a few seconds ago, I just kind of want to paint this picture for you guys, you know, how much overly stressing and burning yourself out can really lead to kind of a cascading effect of other things. And so, you know, rewind years and years ago, whenever I first graduated from college, you know, I jumped into the world of, you know, managing teams and, you know, really diving into a lot of high stress workload, right? Where I worked tons of hours. I mean, I worked well over 60 hours a week. I was really working hard. And, you know, I always tell Scott, it's like, you know, eventually I got to a point in my life that it almost felt like something broke. It was like my anxiety, my stress, everything was just always up here, you know, all the time. And something had to give. And so I actually hit a point where it's almost like I felt like something in my body broke. And I had gone to my doctor and I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. I said, I'm always a very happy person, but I feel like I'm sluggish. I can't get off the couch. I feel depressed. Like, I feel like I've got this little like dark cloud and I just don't feel good. I'm nauseous and I'm sick all the time. So the first little journey that I went down, and again, I recommend you guys, if you're feeling this way, go to the doctor, get checked out. But what my doctor found was, and he was so excited the day that he pulled up all my blood work, and he said, Nancy, you have hypothyroidism, you know, like, congratulations. And he was so excited. And I thought it was so weird. I'm like, why are you so excited? He goes, because we're going to get you some medicine and you're going to feel so much better. Like, it's going to be a game changer. So the biggest markers for that is I was extremely deficient in vitamin D. You know, there were other markers, obviously, that pop up, you know, that, you know, obviously are a telltale sign of that. But back when I was diagnosed, now this is rewind maybe 10 years ago, no one ever mentioned, right, you know, how common thyroid issues were, right? You know, no one ever shared about, you know, the prevalence that we're seeing nowadays. And then also that hypothyroidism is usually tied to another autoimmune disease, which is Hashimoto's. So I knew nothing about Hashimoto's. I didn't adjust my diet. I didn't know that there were dietary changes that could be made to make me feel even better. Of course, whenever I went on medicine, which, you know, I went on Synthroid, I did start feeling better, but I didn't know much about it. And so, you know, obviously I've lived with hypothyroidism all these years, and it wasn't until the last 3 or 4 years that I was actually officially diagnosed with Hashimoto's. And since then, I've obviously gone gluten-free. You know, I don't drink, I don't consume anything that's dairy. And I've obviously gone through other things, and I'm always getting tested to try to find out where there's inflammation in my body. So there are things that you can do. Okay. So again, if you're feeling any of these symptoms, go to your doctor, you know, ask them to check your thyroid, you know, ask them if they could just do a, you know, full plant panel blood work, and then take a look at all those things. Now, the next thing that happened, so this is a couple years ago at this point, right? Couple years. Yeah. So I had kind of a dull ache in my side, and, you know, I had been going to the doctors regularly anyway. It was kind of like a dull nagging ache. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's gallbladder, maybe it's, I don't even know, my liver. I don't, I had no idea. And I had kidney stones. I mean, and definitely all throughout my 20s, I had multiple bouts of kidney stones. So I ended up going to my doctor, and, you know, I got an ultrasound of my gallbladder. Everything looked fine. He's like, you know, you're fine. I kept pushing, right? You know, I wanted to do a little bit of a deeper dive and see what was going on. So he ordered a CT scan, got the CT scan. Results came back kind of like, we're not really sure. Let's go ahead and get the MRI. After getting the MRI, I didn't get the results, right? It was kind of like the weirdest thing because, you know, normally, right, all the results drop in the portal. I can pull them up. I can take a look. And my doctor said, you know, we got to have a, you know, a meeting or a get together, an appointment on Friday. And so I'm like, okay, I kind of felt my heart at that point. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, something's probably not right. And you know what? I was ready for it already. So when I sat down in the office, you know, he said, this isn't the news that we would want to get. You know, it's actually showing, you know, on your kidney that there's a growth, you know, it's cancer more than likely. So we're going to have to move forward with treatment, you know, but the good thing is we caught it. It's great. So I'm just still thinking like, does this have any reason? Like, is this correlated to the pain at all? And so this whole time, no, right. You know, he's saying that this would never cause any kind of pain. And it was actually a very fluke thing that we caught it. But my whole point here is I went to the doctors, you know, I got the testing done. I got the checkup. You know, I did a little bit of a deeper dive. So don't forget, right? You got to be an advocate for yourself, right? No one's going to care about you as much as you. Okay. So if you guys feel, right, like there's something wrong, you're not feeling 100%, you know that there might be something underlying, push for what needs to happen, right, for you to learn more. Okay. So whenever I found out that I had kidney cancer, you know, again, I went to a urologist. We started, you know, obviously the whole routine and the process of, you know, moving to next steps, which would be surgery to get it removed. And I remember Scott actually came with me to the one appointment with the doctor, and we were sitting down, and I said, you know, well, what would have happened if we wouldn't have found this? And he said, well, you would have died. And, you know, obviously that's what happens, right? You know, untreated cancer can spread and lead to many other things, but to hear it actually come out of his mouth and say, well, yeah, it's a slow growing cancer. However, if you wouldn't have treated this or looked into this, you could be dead as soon as you're in your 40s. So that was really shocking to me. And really, again, part of the reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode is to remind everyone, you know, again, take charge of your health. We only have one body, right? You know, let's take care of it and let's make sure that we're really looking out for it. So that kind of all things aside, you know, also talking about preventative care, right? You know, we were able to take quick action with my kidney, was able to get the surgery, able to get that taken care of. And, you know, I do get tested every 6 months, right? You know, I've got to go in, I've got to get my CT scan, got to, you know, get that checkup to make sure everything is good. And, you know, I look forward to those visits. I'm happy that, you know, I get that kind of blank slate every time or clean slate to see what's going on. But anyway, also in the realm of preventative care, I just wanted to give a shout out, you know, to one of our team members, Amber, who actually shared with me. So there's a program, it's called Lifeline Screening. And so I know for sure this is in the US. I'm pretty sure you can enter your zip code and they do it all over. But couple things that Lifeline Screening does is they actually will cover a wide array, right, of different screening and ways to check up on different things throughout your body. And, you know, they look for risks for chronic illnesses, chronic conditions like heart disease, stroke, other serious illnesses. In fact, they called and they said, you know, we'll do a artery scan, atrial fibrillation test, screen for osteoporosis, prostate cancer, type 2 diabetes, and more, right? So I'm just kind of like reading off of that thing. But, you know, I have mine, you know, actually mine scheduled this month. And I'm really happy that they offer something like this. And, you know, Lifeline Screening, there is a charge, obviously, it's not like free. But you go, you pay the set fee, which in all reality, it is very affordable, all things considered. You know, pricing ranges from $100 all the way up to, you know, $300, depending on what you want to get. And the test results are yours, right? You know, they follow HIPAA guidelines. They do not release your test results to anyone, just you, right? So you get to decide what you do with them and what kind of care and, you know, where you want to go after that. But, you know, one thing, you know, Amber really told me that it's just so important that people get this preventative care and that they go and find out. Because again, if I get scanned and I know that I'm a higher risk for something, you know, whether it be stroke or diabetes or something, there are action steps, right, that I can take to really help get in front of it. And so I really wanted to share that with you guys because many people don't even know, right, a service like this exists. You know, they do it. It's almost kind of like a mobile setup. They'll travel to all different locations. And so for the most part, I mean, I typed in my zip code and it popped up a bunch of different locations and a bunch of different dates. So if you or a loved one, these tests just that I'm talking about, Lifeline, they do recommend anyone 40 or over, right? You know, that's typically like the, you know, let's get started getting some of that stuff checked out. So at least you have a baseline. But if this helps anyone, right, you know, I'll consider this a wonderful episode. But, you know, whether it be a loved one or whether it be you, or maybe you want to get a group of people. In fact, I do think that they do discounts if you go with multiple people. But let's get ourselves checked up this year. You know, let's take care of ourselves. And I know as busy entrepreneurs and busy business owners, sometimes we put our own health on the back burner. But let's do this for you, for your peace of mind and for your health.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, you know, being from the health and wellness industry, you know, being a competitive amateur bodybuilder, I definitely developed some unhealthy habits when you're dieting down and you're really restricting yourself. And, you know, obviously I'm very healthy. I follow, you know, a pretty strict regimen. I know what's good for my body and what's not good for my body. Just like Nancy, we don't eat any dairy. We don't eat any gluten. And, you know, I follow a strict vitamin regimen because you can only get so much from your food. And I do eat probably 80% real food and 20% supplemental, shakes and stuff. I actually use, supplemental shakes from an organic company from Australia that has a USDA version of their protein powder called Proganix. And I'm very sensitive, just like Nancy is, to artificial sweeteners. And there were shakes that we used to drink that we actually started getting allergic reactions from because there was stevia extract used in it. Even though stevia is a natural sweetener, the extract just not didn't agree with us. And the reason why I switched to these shakes is they use monk fruit, which is a natural sweetener. It's a fruit. It's not an extract. And it really helped me. And it also, it was reassuring to me when my father was going through his cancer battle that he defeated this past year. You know, his appetite was kind of all over the place. And I wanted to make sure it's really important when you're getting chemotherapy to keep your muscle mass up, because obviously the more muscle mass you have, the less body fat you'll put on, the higher your metabolism is. And you know, he's 70, 71 now. He was 70 when he was going through this. I would take bags to his house and he would have two shakes a day to make sure that he was getting plenty of protein. And he definitely attributes him not gaining a ton of unnecessary weight and kind of maintaining his weight, which was really good. The doctors were really happy. And it just goes to show that you got to stay ahead of everything. And it's interesting. I changed the way that my supplement routine went around during the pandemic, because, you know, when the pandemic came, you had to take a lot of things for your immune system. And not that I didn't worry about my immune health, but, you know, we started taking elderberry, high dosages of vitamin C. I take zinc, magnesium. Nancy will tell you in the morning, I have about 15 different pills that I take, ranging from a men's multivitamin for 40 and over to extra vitamin D, to extra omega-3 fatty acids, because again, you know, you want to make sure that your cholesterol is at a healthy level. But something to Nancy's point, be proactive. You know, we're big on getting our physicals the beginning of every year. I go to the dermatologist at least 3 to 4 times a year to get checked. You know, moles run in my family. And again, the test that Nancy's getting, I'm going to go get my eyes checked. Just you want to make sure that you stay ahead of any issue or any problem that you have. And I think that's the point of today's episode, is that sometimes we get so honed in and so focused on the health of our business that we neglect the health of ourselves. Because if we're not healthy, we can't even have a business. If you get sick, God forbid, and you can't run your business, that's why you have to take care of you, so you're able to take care of everyone and everything else, including your business. And that's the point of today's episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, you know, it was inspired by an episode that Marie Forleo did. And I thought it was just fantastic, because the doctor that she had on there said, guys, there's also a couple tips that are completely free, right? That can literally lengthen your life. And I thought there were a couple really cool statistics. And, you know, one was that I think it was on average, being a more optimistic, right? You know, instead of like walking around kind of negative and everything, you actually are able to live longer. In fact, they have some kind of statistic that they did it, you know, with it. I think it was like up to 7 years or 5 to 7 years longer.
It proved that optimistic people live an average lifespan 7 years longer than pessimistic people.
Yeah. And they did this survey. I mean, it was thousands of people. Yeah. And, you know, absolutely check out the episode. Again, look at Marie Forleo's podcast if you want to check it out. But also he said, cut back on sugar, right? Cancer eats sugar. Cancer feeds on sugar. I know, you know, back before I was diagnosed, I mean, I definitely love candy. I drank Red Bulls back in the day. You know, I consumed way too much sugar. I mean, I was a sugar addict. But you know, that's one of the great things since meeting Scott as a health and wellness professional. I mean, he knew that like too much sugar, too much salt, too much of something, right, is probably not a good idea. And really cutting back on sugar was hard at first, but now it's wonderful. I mean, I will take a sip of something like sugary and I'll be like, ugh,
too much.
You know, it's too much. And I know that that's good for me. So again, cut back on the sugar, cut back on the processed foods. You know, let's eat more fresh vegetables. Let's eat more fresh foods. Guys, stop eating like, you know, all the canned food, you know, all the like reheatable meals, you know, those types of things. I know those are quick and easy, but, you know, again, prioritize those types of things because it is going to help you in the long run. But if I can say one thing, I mean, sugar. Let's cut back on the sugar consumption.
Three other things that you can do that could drastically change your health is, number one, get at least 8 hours of sleep each night. You know, again, kids, you know, they need a lot more. You know, Taylor goes to bed at like 9 and sleeps till 7. So, you know, kids need about 10 to 12 hours. But as adults, if you can get yourself between that 7.5 to 8.5 hour time range of sleep per night, you're going to do your body such a good justice, because that's when a lot of things repair and recover. The second thing is work out 3 days a week. That's it. I mean, yep. I work out 7 days a week, 5 to 7 days a week, Nancy as well. You don't have to do that. But if you gave yourself a regimen of just moving your body 3 times a week, whether it's walking around your neighborhood, you know, getting an exercise bike, just doing some dumbbells, going to the gym, whatever it is, 3 days a week of working out not only will help prevent osteoporosis, it'll strengthen your bones, it will strengthen your heart, it will strengthen your organs, it will speed up your metabolism, which means you will hold less body fat. The more body fat that you hold, the more heart disease there is. You can visceral fat, which is fat around your organs, starts to develop. And that's when you get really bad issues with, you know, type 2 diabetes and other things that are not detectable from a visible standpoint. They're more internal. And third and final, to Nancy's point, just eat healthy. And this is what drives me crazy, in all honesty. You know, even though I was a certified sports nutritionist, I knew right from wrong as far as what's good and what's bad. Every single person watching or listening to this podcast, you 100% know what foods are healthy for you and what isn't healthy for you. So just really do a check. If you need to care about your body first, and what you put into your body is what you're going to get out of it. So if you're putting good things in, you're going to get good things out. If you put bad things in, you're going to get bad things out. Now, the last thing that we wanted to share with you is probably the most alarming statistic that we heard. And one of the things that you hear is about your genetics and your genes and, you know, I'm predisposed. And in all honesty, yes, some people are predisposed to certain things, whether it's heart disease or type 1 or type 2 diabetes. It's there. But the interesting statistic that was shared by this doctor is that only 7% of what could happen to us from a physical standpoint or ailment standpoint is based on our DNA. 7%. 93% of how we look and feel is based on life choices. So when people say, oh, it's in my genes, only 7% is really determined with how you look and how you feel. 93% is determined by what you do with the availability of the right food, the right exercise, the right sleep, and more importantly, the right overall choices.
Absolutely. And again, I thought that statistic was shocking because, you know, how many people always use that as kind of like the scapegoat, like, oh, well, you know, my this, my that, whatever. But again, think about it. If you are making the right choices, if you're exercising multiple times a week, if you're getting enough water, if you're eating healthy, right, you know, you're going to be healthier and you're probably going to, you know,
The other interesting thing that Nancy and I heard in this episode is that you can actually change the chemical makeup of your DNA from generation to generation based on how you live and what kind of foods you eat.
Ooh, that's like legacy. Like, ooh, that's wild.
So again, and that's passed down. So, you know, my parents lived and still live a very healthy lifestyle, and they made genetic changes back, you know, from my grandparents. Obviously, that was life was a lot different back then, in the 40s and 50s compared to the 70s and 80s when myself and my sister were born. And now nowadays, we're changing the genetic makeup of ourselves based on all of the knowledge that's out there. And I think that's the other encouraging thing. Everybody needs to know that as technology and as the world continues, there are so many resources at our disposal. Like, there's nothing that we can't learn now at this point. Everything is out there. We know what's good, what's bad. And again, I'll go back to something that I said a few minutes ago. What this comes down to is choices. You got to make the right choices. And again, it's not blaming people. Again, we can tie this to business, right? You know, you have to make the right choices for your business of what's going to help it proceed forward in a healthy manner. Those same choices have to be related to how you're treating your body. And are you going to move your body forward in a positive way, or are you going to move it back in a negative way?
Very much true. So the couple things that we mentioned in this episode, and you guys can check them out, One is the Lifeline Screening. You can find that at lifelinescreening.com, just like it sounds. They do have a couple different screening packages. One is the primary package, one's a men's comprehensive, and one's a women's. And just to actually, you know, it was kind of cool because I just pulled this up. The women's actually does a screening for kidney disease, osteoporosis. They do a HSC reactive protein test, A1C screening, and a thyroid hormone test. So even the symptoms that I mentioned earlier might even be able to check for that as well.
And for the men out there, you get your CAS, which is your carotid artery scan, your pad arterial disease scan, your abdominal aortic aneurysm test, atrial fib test, which is really important, kidney disease, PSA prostate, which is really, really important. One of the biggest killers in men is prostate cancer. So you really want to get that checked out. Your testosterone screening, because low test levels actually lead to cancer as well. So that's where testosterone therapy can come in, but also your liver panel, which is very important because that your liver is what breaks all the enzymes down. So if your body is not breaking down the enzymes of what's passing through it, that can also lead to cancer. And again, for under $250, you can get these done. I am getting mine done 100%. I like getting ahead of things. Just God forbid, just like with Nancy, we caught everything with her liver, her kidney cancer,
her liver.
when it happened. And again, these things happen all the time. You know, I've had small little bouts of skin cancer that they've had to remove because I'm just very on top of my body, not from how things look, but I'm not going to wait a couple of years to go to the dermatologist. You know, the largest organ of your body is your skin. And Nancy will tell you, we don't go out in the sun as much anymore. You know, we both were beach people where we liked to roast back in the day in our, yeah, in our teens.
70
and 20s.
SPF now these days.
I yeah. wouldn't put anything over 10 and yeah. I would be burnt to a crisp. I'd look like a tomato. Now we both wear hats and we actually sit under an umbrella.
And it's still luxurious.
And we put on 100 SPF now. So again, there are things that you can do proactively to prevent all these things. And again, lifelinescreening.com. We'll put that in the comments, in the description of this episode. So again, I know this was a different type of episode, but again, a healthy you means you can have a healthy everything else, a healthy business, a healthy relationship with your loved ones, friends, family, and all those things. So let us know what you thought about the episode. And again, check out lifelinescreening.com so you can learn all about how you can get ahead of anything that may be going on the inside that you not necessarily may not see. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of your days. Love and gratitude. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.